If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
Bringing you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. is Nastasia Arensa. Nastasia, there is a lot to discuss. There's obviously elections happening in the U.S. But yeah, domestically, in South Africa, Fitch may upgrade us. Because, I mean, you've always spoken about a downgrade, and then we were grey-listed. An upgrade doesn't come very often, but we welcome it.
It doesn't come very often, but Fitch Ratings signaled that it may upgrade the country's credit outlook. And this is only dependent if the government sticks to the path to stabilize debt as outlined in its three-year budget plan. But they have cautioned that the budget forecasts are optimistic. So last week, National Treasury projected that debt would peak at 75.5% of GDP. This is in the year through March 2026. It's slightly higher than the February projection. And then you contrast that with Fitch that expects debt to GDP to rise in the next few years, and that should reach 76.9% in the 12 months through March 2027. Fitch has affirmed South Africa at three levels below investment grade with a stable outlook in September.
Damn, I didn't know it was that far down. Three levels below.
Yes.
Oh, man. Goldman Sachs, however, optimistic about South Africa's path to fiscal consolidation. I don't know if we should be happy about that as individuals, but okay, fine. Tell us more about it.
Okay, so they're saying that based on what they heard from the finance minister, they don't believe that the country is likely to suffer this large revenue shortfall that the minister projected, adding also that the path for fiscal consolidation remains credible. So just to cast our mind back to last week, the finance minister painted a bleak picture when it comes to the expected revenue. So the medium-term budget update saw a wider deficit. Economists had initially expected that the revenue shortfall would be around 12 billion rand. Instead, Godongwana said that it's going to be 22 billion rand. And as a result, that deficit widens to 5% of GDP in comparison to 4.5% that we saw in February. However, Goldman still says that, well, despite everything, we see scope for a possible improvement in the country's sub-investment grade credit rating. So they're echoing a similar message to Fitch. S&P Global Ratings Assessment, that's due on November 15th. All three rating agencies have a sub-investment grade rating on the country, but the outlook is stable.
Okay. And then what are the markets looking like?
So the dollar is still holding steady as the clock ticks down to a tight U.S. election. In commodities, gold is lower. Oil is steady after jumping almost 3%. The rand remains weaker than it was at the end of September. We're averaging 17.59 for the fourth quarter to date.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Bringing you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. That's Nastasia Arensa.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.